There is little doubt the country is divided over a host of issues, but lessons can be learned from examining the past. And NPR's Steve Inskeep did just that. The result is a new book, which he recently discussed with Amna, titled Differ We Must, How Lincoln Succeeded in a Divided America.
Steve Inskeep, welcome back to the NewsHour.
Oh, it's an honor to be here. Thank you so much.
So, this man's been dead over 150 years.
True.
You found a fresh and fascinating way to look at his life.
Thank you.
Specifically, 16 different encounters with 16 different people, all of whom he disagreed with. Why did you want to frame this way?
I started out wanting to get a sense of the diversity of America in that time when, of course, white men had all the power. And so I was looking for people who were different from him, who differed from him. And then it became apparent to me that the essence of the story and what's most relevant now is disagreement, is dealing with people who are on a different page. And I thought that I would illuminate the country and also get a sense of Abraham Lincoln. He's super famous, of course, and beloved, but at the same time, he's kind of a mysterious character. And I thought I would sense who he really was by seeing him in action.
The title comes from a letter Lincoln wrote to a dear friend of his. Tell me the story behind that.
Yeah, Joshua Speed was from Lincoln's home state of Kentucky, a slave state where slavery was legal at that time. And unlike Lincoln, who grew up poor, Speed grew up rich in a slave-holding family on a farm with more than 50 enslaved people working there. When they became adults, Speed told Lincoln, "I'm opposed to slavery. I don't agree with slavery." But Lincoln wrote him a letter saying, "You're not really serious about that. You're not voting that way. You have this general opinion, but you're not really serious." But then he goes on to say to this guy who was his lifelong best friend, "If for this we must differ, differ we must." And rather than ostracizing or shunning this guy who was wrong, he signed the letter, "Your friend forever." And it's a powerful anecdote for me, not because it's great to kiss and make up with somebody who is wrong, but because Lincoln ended up getting value out of that relationship. When the Civil War came and Lincoln was president, Speed was on the Union side and helped ensure the loyalty of his state of Kentucky.
You begin, the first chapter is with an encounter with a man named Joshua Giddings, whom you label the provocateur. It's January 1849. Slavery was still being practiced in Washington, D.C. Giddings, who was a congressman from Ohio, with someone Lincoln, a congressman from Illinois, then asks to review a bill that he's drafted. Why is this encounter important?
I find the difference here fascinating because Giddings, as I said, was a provocateur. He had powerful religious convictions, and he argued against slavery in Congress, where it was supposed to be for many years, off limits even to discuss. That's how powerful the slave interests were in the country at the time. Giddings made a lot of noise. Lincoln was not a guy who was making noise about these things. He was somebody who was making friends with everybody, talking about other issues. But it became apparent that the two of them could collaborate on slavery because even though Lincoln had a different approach, they had the same basic beliefs. And they did work together in an ultimately failed but very interesting effort to abolish slavery in the District of Columbia by getting even more conservative people than Lincoln, along with Giddings the radical, to be on the same page.
How did he do it? What were the strategies he
employed? Well, he's friendly with everybody. Yeah. He's a storyteller. He's telling jokes. But he's not always telling everything that he knows. He would not lie to anybody, but he would give selective truths. He had a friend who said of Lincoln that he would be so open and candid as to give the impression that he had disclosed everything when in reality he had disclosed nothing.
You cover as well his first face-to-face meeting with Frederick Douglass.
Yes.
Which takes place in August of 1863. Why was that important to understanding Lincoln?
This is one of the great meetings in American history because it's two of the greatest Americans of the century. And in this case, they had a disagreement with each other. Lincoln was president, had issued the Emancipation Proclamation, freeing the enslaved people of Confederate rebels. And many of them had become Union soldiers, but Frederick Douglass, who had helped to recruit those black soldiers, knew they were receiving unequal treatment. They weren't getting paid the same as white men. They weren't being treated the same as white men or promoted the same as white men. And he effectively came to Washington to object, to protest, to say to Lincoln, "Why did you make a liar out of me? I recruited these men by saying they would be fighting for equality and that they would get equal treatment, and they're not." And it's an incredible meeting because Lincoln admitted what had been done. Mm-hmm. He said they're not receiving equal treatment, and that's because of politics. We have a lot of white men who would resist employing them as soldiers at all. And so I'm getting all I can for now, and we'll try to fix the rest of it later, which in fact he did. Black men ultimately did get equal pay. So these were two men who disagreed, often publicly. Douglas publicly excoriated Lincoln again and again, but in private they could work together, and they were pulling the boat in the same direction.
The term politician carries a very negative connotation.
Yeah.
Lincoln, you say, was an unapologetic politician.
Yeah, it was what he did, and he was proud of it. But he realized that in politics he would not survive, he would not succeed, unless he appealed to people's interests and their self-interest. And even when he talked about slavery to a white audience, he was trying to tell them, this is why it is bad for you if slavery spreads. You are in the free labor system. Slavery competes with you. You do not want slavery to spread. He was not saying have sympathy for the poor black man, although he certainly did have that sympathy. But he was telling voters it's in your interest to do the right thing. He was trying to align people's interests with high moral purpose, and that's what he had to do to succeed.
The book is Differ, We Must. The author is Steve Inskeep. Steve, thank you so much for being here. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Great to be here. Thank you.